Sir?
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Hi, Chris. How's it going? My name is Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Fine. Now, this is Google itself.
So we're actually a company called Local Splash. So what we do is we're like a data service provider. So we're a premier partner of Google, right? So we would offer services that Google wouldn't normally offer to the public or like small to medium-sized businesses like yourself. So what this is instead of you showing up, in that little box there towards the top where it's like a pay-per-click and, you have to, basically, you've already been through this, you know. What happens with this is if they search for any service you provide, right? So it could be anything, any service that you currently offer, you can have up to 15 keywords, right? So kitchen, bathroom, remodel, carpentry, whatever it is, you're going to pop up as a result of that search, right? Where the map would usually pop up, you see like 3 to 5 businesses listed there, right? You've seen that? So basically, what you'll be surprised to know is most people, they click, like 90% of people, they click on the map section. Call it like convenience or recommendation from Google, whatever it is, maybe just catches your eye. That's where most people click. So that's all you focus there. But it's not the only place we list you, okay? Now, we also put you on all the most popular search engines. So let's see, like Bing and Yahoo as well as Google. Then you also have your directories. About 60 in total, even voice-activated searches like Alexa. So, I mean, they put you everywhere.
Okay. And I would be able
And
to see the ad once it's on or whatever.
yeah, you'd be able to see everything. So we have a tracking system, and you have like an app on your phone, so you can see how the ads are performing, which areas you're being searched in, the keywords you're being found for. You can even like run a new promotion that month if you want. Yeah, we have like a tech team who'd be at your disposal doing all the technical side if you like.
Right.
And then you can see everything real time on the app.
Yeah.
You were
Next
gonna
month.
say something?
No. I just want to say.
Oh, okay.
So,
Nice. That's always good to hear.
you guys actually got me at a good time because
Oh, perfect.
I've been doing Google clicks, nothing going on with that. I've been putting money into Angie's leads,
How's
and
that
that's
going?
like not that great. I mean, ticket items, but hold on one second.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, there you
Oh,
go.
okay, great.
It's been, it's expensive, but they're big ticket items, so even if I get 1 out of 20 jobs, it's going to cover
Right. So
it.
it's
Yeah,
hit or
because
miss, but most of the
the
time it's miss.
noise.
Okay.
Oh
See, that's what I've
yeah, it's
heard.
tough. They give you some crazy leads too.
Right, yeah.
I
And you
had
know what's
someone
funny? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
contact me directly. I had someone contact me directly, which was a first, and I'm going on the appointment Friday. I seen the opportunity, but they didn't charge me for it. She just called me directly. That was like a first.
Oh,
Because
interesting.
she saw me on the industry in her area. She just so
Right.
I lucked out with that, but that was the first one. I've been
Right,
doing
of
them for
course, yeah.
yeah, I've been doing them about 4 months maybe. I mean, look, I've looked at some big projects. I did one, which basically paid for what I've spent.
Right.
But their leads are tough. Their leads are tough. I mean, half of them,
Yeah.
the people
It's
don't
not
even
an
answer the
easy
phone.
system to maneuver through, right?
No, it would be. I don't like chasing people. It'd be easier if someone just called me
Exactly.
like
Right, and
yesterday.
that's exactly
This
how
way.
this works, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I need to operate. That's how I've always operated. I mean, I had businesses before. I don't, because I feel like I'm cold calling with those
Right,
leads.
and nobody likes to do that, yeah.
No, it's ridiculous. I don't have time to chase them around.
Plus,
They said, "Oh, I don't know how
he's
you
probably been
market."
called by 4 or 5 other people already, or
Yeah.
whatever the case is.
And their answer is, "I'm not sure how you market, but there's other ways." I realize that. They're your leads for life, and you could solicit them and send mailers to them and all kinds of stuff, but I just don't have the head for that right now. You know, right. I bring a, you know, new business, small, trying to grow it. Eventually it would be bigger, but I haven't even put anybody else on to even, I could have had my daughters calling some of these people, but I haven't even bothered. So, I mean, right. So it'd be nice if I could get people to just call.
Handle that for you, right? And then you get the calls directly. Exactly.
Exactly. And then I could talk to them like a human being.
Right. And that's why a lot of people like this is because with this, it's people just finding you on the first page in all these directories and, you know, search engines.
I've run,
and that's your name, address, and phone number listed instead of Angie's or you know, the home
advisor. I've done some major advertising with my other businesses. At one point, I was like a half page in the Bell Atlantic. We had a full page in the Bell Atlantic. I mean, that's like over 10 years ago, probably
right.
15, 20. But, yeah, but so I know sure. what it is to, like, you know, I know – You know, I mean, I just don't like calling somebody up and having to, like, you know, prove myself just to get an estimate, you know, just to get an approval.
Right. This way you actually get a living, breathing human, right, who's on the other end.
Yeah,
not just,
and they're looking for something, and then I see if I can help them out. And
right. And you sound like a nice guy. I feel like it'd be easy for you to, you know, to close the deals, like, you know, like, and talk to the people, so... It's really just
right,
gives you more opportunity to actually do that. Right. If you get the right person.
People, right.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm meaning. Because
yeah,
with that,
people,
you don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly. And there's some people you don't even want to do appointments.
Right. Right. You're like, yeah, I hope I don't have to do that. Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there's situations where they fired the contractor, they want to fire the contractor, they want you to come in and maybe look at their work and, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I don't do those kind of, I don't like dealing with those kind of people. But
no, yeah, I don't think anybody would. I know.
All right, so you guys are Splash, and you're working with Google and the other major search engines, Bing and stuff. But, I mean,
right.
How much is it roughly, I mean, like, how much of a budget do you have to get some type of results? I'm not looking, I don't.
Right.
You know,
no, just to get like a good start. Yeah. So that'd be our platinum package. It's just it's basically a great intro to everything. Right. So with that, you're looking at just $348 on the first month. And then actually after that, that goes down to $249 because the initial payment would include your onboarding and programming, which does include a website, by the way. I saw you guys had one.
I have a website,
but I was going to say, if you want, we can have like a, you know, these are Google technicians, right? So, they can build you a full-on site with all the bells and whistles, if you like.
Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff on my site. But, yeah, that's an extra charge, or they'll work with you?
No, that's included in that initial payment of the $348. That's why it
all
goes
right,
down
so
to $249.
So they can look at my site and, yeah, and help
right.
me with...
Yeah, and
yeah,
then we put
and,
you right on the first
thing
page.
Is, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to call... Who's handling the phone in Fairfield now? Not Bell Atlantic. Staff Bell. You know, I want to get a free listing and just get another phone number, actual phone number that I own, because the number I have right now I'm paying for. But anyway, that's something else. That's how different.
Right.
You know,
yeah, no, that's
pretty. That sounds pretty good.
Right. It's reasonable.
Good.
Right. And that's why I'm saying it's a good entry level one. We offer stuff that does a lot more, but for a good start, yeah, that's not a problem. That's good.
Start $350 a month, and then it's going to go to
$249 after the first month because
okay,
you're paying for the website
so
on that first payment. But yeah, $249,
then,
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, then we'll take it from there if you want to increase it or whatever.
Exactly,
sure.
If you want to add on some things. Right, exactly. And you get a feel for it the first month, right, month and a half, and you can see what you like.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm good.
Okay, so let's see here. Now, as for the address, the ones you have on...
Yeah,
so what I usually do... Matter of fact, that's a good idea. I'll do that now. I usually do it at the end of the call, but I'll do that now. What's a good email for you?
Maybe I'll give you some part... Yeah, because I do have to... I got to get another call, but... My email is... The good email for me is christianmartinez@cazcontracting.net.
Contracting. Okay, so just to confirm. So that's Christian, like C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N, Christian Martinez, typical spelling, C-A-Z. Right, exactly, Christian, got it. And then Kaz, C-A-Z, contracting.net.
.net, yes.
Okay, so it's Christian Martinez at azcontracting.net.
Yeah, because my web address is a little different, but I've got the LLC in there. But yeah, that's my email.
Okay, because you wanted something to kind of look at. But yeah, basically what they do is once I get you set up, you know, and verified and all that, then you would get like a text and email that has the invoice with like everything included. You're right. Okay. Well, because it's not necessarily a contract. It's more of just an agreement, right? Because you can cancel at any time. It's not like a contract. It's month to month, right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then
not like how's.
No, exactly. Because you know how it is with them. Right? You've seen that before. So you know exactly how that goes. Exactly. That's what I've heard. Those are the two I hear about a lot. Yeah.
Well, Angie's has a lot of bad. Yeah. You know. I was with them when they were Home Advisor over 15 years
ago. And it wasn't as bad, I heard.
Not Home Advisor. It was Service Magic. No, it was the same thing.
Yeah, because they bought like four or five different companies.
It was Service Magic. That's I did it with them for a while. And then it went to Home Advisor. I did that with one of my businesses and somebody else's business that I was, you know, running.
Right.
And I did get a couple of when I was with the other company, when I was the one that I was a project manager and running everything, I actually converted a couple of jobs. I don't know, more than I ever did with Service Magic on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Out of
so yeah, it's better.
I got some big jobs out of it. It was Home Advisor, but there I had a bunch of leads and I was working them, but I ended up selling a $24,000 kitchen, a $40,000 basement, like another $40,000 bathroom renovation, and
not bad,
a big kitchen renovation is like $60,000. But I had to call these people, like that kitchen, they wouldn't answer the phone. I had to call them about 10 times before I got an appointment.
Weird.
But I just don't have that in me anymore.
No, of course. Who wants to go through that, right?
Yeah.
I had that happen to one of my clients who signed up recently. Like after within the first week or two, I think it was they landed like a $30,000 or $20,000 job or something. Because you know that's where most people are searching, right? I mean, they're on Google even for jobs like that. You'd be surprised the you know the things you find because I mean it's just become like the almighty Google, right? This is where everybody searches for everything.
So we have to. So you guys got to work up an ad. You guys got to work up an ad, right?
So they actually, you're instrumental in creating all that stuff. They get with you when you have time, of course, to like build however you want the website to look, the ads. You can be as involved or not involved as you want. You know, they can do all that pretty quick, and the setup is relatively quick too.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have to be involved initially.
Of course, right. Yeah, for verification and like your website and stuff, if you have pictures or whatnot, of course that's important. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And then for your Google business profile though, like how it appears right to like clients online, the number for them to call would be the 6291. That's okay?
We don't have to use it. No, I think we should just stick with the Connecticut number. I mean, you can put...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we could Connecticut number first.
So we can just use one for now. Yeah, we can't have more than one number. So the Connecticut one is better then.
Yeah, I could just check it. The problem is it's a remote thing and I have to check it. But
okay.
Yeah, you want that number?
Whatever one is going to be better for now, but I should take it down just in case. What's the number?
203 769-9498. I'm gonna get another Connecticut number. I'm gonna call rather after get off the phone with you, and then I'll give you guys that number. But that's my number right now, and then the 911.
Right. So we use that for now. That's the one. That is gonna be the 203. Right. Okay. I'll make sure.
7-6-9-4-9-8.
Yep, that's the one. And then the other, the one we're talking on is the 770-6291. You don't want clients calling that, but we can contact you on that, or do you want them both calling?
Yeah, of course. Of course, you can call me on that. Just, but we'll start with that 203 number. I had a guy from Grants last week said, oh, I saw your ad, but it was a Yonkers. I mean, just, you know, I don't even know what he wanted.
Right.
He called and hung up twice. Yeah. I was like, did you call me? He calls me, he goes, did you call me?
What the?
Yeah, what a weird
what
thing.
Is that?
Oh, yeah, I got confused. You had a Yonkers number on there. I don't know how everybody knows
weird.
That 770 is a Yonkers prefix.
Right.
I've had a lot of people, everybody seems to know it's a Yonkers number. I always saw a Yonkers number calling. I didn't know it was you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah,
people, yeah, they're not sure. But so for the services you offer,
people,
yeah, I know it happens a lot, especially nowadays. But
a lot of
so,
people
oh, yeah.
said
well,
that to me, the Yonkers number. But anyway, yeah.
So where was I? Oh, yeah. Now, as for the services you offer, right, for like where people search, right, and they're going to find you when they do these searches. So I have basement, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, build or addition, major renovation. I even put multiple rooms. I'll put that as a keyword somehow.
Yeah,
carpentry,
just like,
framing.
Yep.
Deck
general
installed, deck repair.
Carpet, yeah,
general
decks,
contractor.
Addition. You know, all the
things.
No job too small because that, yeah, you can put no job too small because it doesn't, I don't have to do the job.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, basically we're carpenters, remodelers, general contractor, yeah, decks, renovations, additions, basements, finished.
Additions.
You gotta put basements finished because they think, yeah, because they sometimes people think you're gonna go in there and do like all the drainage and stuff. You know, with the basement
right.
Do.
Just basement finishes.
Refinished. Oh yeah, basement.
Refinished. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because these will serve as, like, when they search any of these, you're popping up, right? So that's why I like to put as many
yeah,
as possible.
Yeah, carpentry. You can even put hardwood flooring, you know.
Hardwood floor. Decks. Okay, perfect. And then I can even have the technician, crown molding, you said?
Yeah, but we could fine-tune all that afterwards.
Yeah, we could do – exactly. That's what I was going to say. With the technician, we can fine-tune all that. He can even do ones that have, like, high search volumes, and that way he can get more searches that way, too.
Yeah.
Now, what about the areas that you want to service or be found in, right, when people search? Is there any specific ones? I think she noted a couple here. Let me see what I got. Riverside,
well,
Greenwich.
Yep. Yeah.
Any others?
Riverside, Greenwich. I mean, I'll do Stamford, New Canaan. I guess I'll do all the, you know, up to, I guess most of Fairfield County. Are you guys focused on one area? Or?
So we can do four counties if you want.
No. I only doing Fair. Yeah, no, I'm only doing Fairfield County.
Oh, okay. So
because I'm registered.
You can put Fairfield
nice
County.
Yeah,
at 50 mile
not
radius?
In New York. Yeah, I mean, if somebody calls me from Pound Ridge, I'll do it. But I'm not working in Westchester.
Okay, no Westchester.
I'm focusing
like a note of that.
Yeah, I'm just focusing in Fairfield County. I don't want to go all the way out either. Fairfield County right now. Eventually, I'll do New Haven County too, Connecticut.
Okay. And then, yeah, we can adjust as you go on, too, like I said. So, yeah, we can definitely
yeah.
do that. And then what about the hours of operation, like how this is going to appear on your Google Business profile? Like, you know, for basically when clients are going to be calling you. Is it like a 9-to-5? Do you want to do like an 8-to-6?
No, they can call any time, really, because it's going to be the remote phone for now. It's be 8 o'clock, 8 to 8.
8 to 8. Okay. And that's Monday yeah. through Saturday?
Yeah, right. I mean, they can call on Saturday, but not at 8 o'clock. I guess it doesn't really make a difference.
Okay, so Monday through Friday,
8
to 8. And then Saturday, we'll do a different one, like, say,
yeah, like
10
8
to 8? Or eight to six.
Or nine to six.
Nine to six. Perfect.
Yeah, 9 to 6.
Give you that extra hour, right? All right. And then for clients to contact you, phone, text, and email is going to be okay for correspondence?
Yeah, I would prefer email. Well, my website, try to push for them to fill out what they want, you know, send a thing. Because I figure if they're going to do all that, they're serious rather than just call me up and pick my brain.
That's true. And just try to tire kick or whatever.
Yeah, or, you know, what do you charge for this?
Exactly. And I'm guessing you guys are... Yeah, exactly. And that's all you're doing.
People do that. I haven't been getting that a lot, but, you know, people do that when they're not happy with their contractor or they're trying to comparison shop.
Right.
Or, you know, I've had somewhere where they want me to come look at the job and I find out there's another contractor halfway through and they want me to, like, fix everything and finish the job.
Exactly. And that just becomes a mess, right?
Yeah, I'm not touching other people's stuff unless it's not a big deal. But, you know, I've had people call me for estimates and they're still in contract with somebody.
Really?
So, you know, yeah, that happens. I've seen it.
It happens, though. Like you said, like, things happen, you know. It's just part of having a business.
I was on a job once looking at the contract. They came and started arguing with the homeowner.
Oh, my God. Talk about no shame, like dang, okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, what's
like a big scene and everything. Yeah, right? Like, you know this guy?
Yeah. You must know this guy for him to talk to you like that.
Right, for him to just come out like that? Exactly. It's crazy.
I think it was like...
But people be crazy these days, though, too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Ex-husband's friend or something, so he knew her.
Oh, so someone they knew somehow from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, she knew that guy on a personal level. I mean, most contractors...
Yeah, you can tell, right? Like, they interact from the interaction, right?
Most contractors would be happy.
Right? They wouldn't be doing that, that's for sure, yeah.
As long as they're paid.
Exactly. Okay, so I think that does it for this part. Let me just see. Got the keywords, got the areas, yeah, okay. And then we'll have the technician kind of fine-tune everything with you. And then, so next would just be the billing. So I'm guessing the billing address is the same, the 1297 East?
No, the billing address is going to be 30 Cross Street East.
Cross, like C-R-O-S-S?
Cross Street? Yes. Cross Street East, Hawthorne, New York, 10532.
10532, you said? And yeah, so typically how it works, we would set up the account now, right? And then once I get it all set up, we get you, you know, verified process. Then I'll set up the time with the technician, which you can do later today or tomorrow morning. She can pick his brain a bit, and then he starts building everything for you.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so...
All right. So let's see. Let me just make sure I have that correct. So it's Christian, right? Not Chris.
Yes.
So Christian Martinez, and that's 30 Cross Street East. That's how you. And Hawthorne.
Yes.
So that's H-A-T-H-O-R-N-E. I just refreshed my memory on Hawthorne.
Hawthorne, yeah.
H-A-T-H-O-R-N-E. H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E, right?
Yeah, Hawthorne. Like, I think there was like a historical battleground or something. I don't know.
It sounds familiar.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Well, yeah, Hawthorne, New Jersey, I think. Well, but no, it's Hawthorne, New York.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. Okay. And then that was 10532.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Okay. And then for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Yeah, it's going to be a business Visa.
It is a business. Okay, I'll
You might as well put Christian A. Martinez.
Okay, so that's how it shows up?
Yeah, that's how the billing is.
I see, okay. Sometimes when I put the middle initial, yeah, it should be better. Okay, and then,
Visa.
Is it on the card, though? Okay, I'll make
sure. Yeah,
okay, so that, Good to note. All right. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4563.
Okay.
3100.
Got it.
4343.
Mm-hmm.
0531.
Okay, so just to confirm, 4563-3100-4343-0531.
Yes.
Okay, and the expiration?
The expiration, I think, is 228. No, it's 628.
628, okay. And then the number on the back?
409.
409. Okay, now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you... Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, no worries. No worries. Nothing's going on. I got you. No worries. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you, okay, so the calls are more secure. You know it's us when we're calling. There's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
What's a good...
Three or one?
No, just one, probably. What's the best for you?
The city I was born in, Valhalla.
The city of Valhalla. I love that city name, man. You got to love that.
Yeah.
Let's see here, Valhalla. Okay. Got it.
Valhalla is like home of the gods or something.
Yeah, I think it was the Norse gods, right? Valhalla. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like Odin and Thor and all those guys.
Yeah.
Right? I think. You know, I'm actually Norwegian, too, so I have that in my heritage.
Oh, cool.
Well, part Norwegian. My mom was Swedish Norwegian, and then my dad was Sicilian Armenian, so I'm kind of on both sides. I don't know.
I was born in Valhalla, but I lived in Amerik, and then I actually ended up graduating Valhalla High School.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What? So you were legit Valhalla.
Well, yeah, I was in Amerik, but then we ended up, I transported house up in Valhalla, and I finished high school out there. And actually, I'm still in Mount Pleasant. We're in Hawthorne. Which is like the next town.
Right, still close by,
yeah,
right. Okay, so I'm just setting up the account now. Just like a quick sec. So you'll see it come through on your online banking, of course, first. But like I said, you're going to get your invoice through text and email as soon as this processes. So let's see here. Yeah, you'll get that. And then I think you get the email first, but what I usually do is I resend the text because that's the easiest way to access it most times. So let's see here. Right. So you'll see that come through now. And then I'm going to resend the email and the text here. One sec. Okay. You should see that come through. Now, I think you'll see the email here shortly. I'm going to send the text just in case it takes a second. There it is. Okay, you should see that come through now. The text message, I mean. Email will be shortly after. Go ahead. Well, let me know if you see that. It'll say like, well, thank you for choosing local flash. You did see it? Okay, yeah, perfect. So there should be a link there. You'll click on that. That's going to take you inside the invoice, and you'll be able to see everything that's included, the pricing, everything. So take a quick look. You know, and let me know if you have any questions or anything. Then once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be like a box where you click. It says, I'm the authorized user. Then right below that, where you would type your name, once you hit confirm signature, that'll take you to our website and ask for your username and login. You're going to get that within 7 days of when you speak with the technician, which, like I said, we can do later today or tomorrow morning, you know, whatever's better for you. So just to start building everything.
Yeah, or you can call later today. I think I'm around.
Okay, perfect. So let me know once you get that to the our website where it's asking for your username and login. Then we just have one other quick step, and I'll set you up with the technician for later.
Okay, I just accept the term. Oh, okay, there you go. Okay. Oh, it's
okay. Should be good. Yeah, so you'll get that from the technician within 7 days here. Okay, you'll get that from when you speak with him today. So he'll build all that for you here later today. And then now just for the last part, so our voice verification is to go along with the invoice I just sent you and to ensure the accuracy of the order outlined in the service agreement with Local Splash and, of course, as an added form of protection for you. Now, I'm just going to start. Now, if you have any questions, need me to review or clarify anything, you know, don't hesitate to stop me. No problem at all. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
It's CAZ Contracting LLC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
It's Christian Martinez, President.
Okay. Now, also, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It also comes along with the verification, right, the website, as we were talking about earlier, always good to be involved so we can get a good jump start on everything. So I think you should have already got the email on the verification. It'll show you everything that's needed for that. Yes, it should be on the way there. If not, I'll send it here at the end of the call. Make sure you have that. Now, also, as a results of increased visibility online, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, also, keep in mind, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just basically let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do, say, with like another company during the term of your agreement with us?
Okay.
Basically, if you do any other online or digital marketing, just let us know. That way we're not doing something that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa, basically.
Right.
Yeah. But if you're not going to be, if you're just going to be working with us, then you can disregard that part. Now your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today on August 31st in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st or just 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That's going to be the recurring payment. Now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number here that I'm going to text you at the end of the call to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me just set you up with the time with the technician. What's a good time for you later today that you think you'll have a good time for that?
Where are you guys? You guys out west?
We're Pacific time. We're California, so the latest would be 5. Is that doable?
5 is fine.
That's okay. And then if there's any problem with that time, just let me know. You're going to have my contact info and everything here once we get off the call. So let me just send you that email now. Just make sure, you know, we have everything in your inbox here. 1 second, just adding your email. Now, just to confirm, that's Christian Martinez at CAZcontracting.net, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Got it. Now I'm just sending it over. There it is. Okay, that'll be in your inbox. So you should have everything you need. I'm just going to send you over a text when we get off the call here. It's going to have my contact info and everything else that you're going to need, okay? So they're going to call you within 30 minutes between 5 and 5:30 to get you started, and you can pick the text brain a bit, okay?
Sure.
So
awesome.
Thank you for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team most of all, and they'll call you around 5:30 to get you started, okay, Chris?
Thanks, great. And I'll talk to you soon?
Yeah, well, we will talk to you around 5:30. 5:30. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Yeah, you have a great day, sir. No problem at all. All right, bye.